For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. After jumping up in value over the past few years, farmland in many of the Plain States has slowed down in its appreciation. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
Falling grain prices and the lowest predicted farm income in 5 years have taken a swipe at the value of farmland. Overall, the value of farmland in states like Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and Colorado is hovering just 1-2% above its worth this time last year. Ray Massey is a professor of agricultural economics at the University of Missouri. He says that could hurt the rural economy.
We will not have farmers with cash in their pockets to put large down payments on land, and we will see bankers scrutinizing the balance sheet of farmers more before they lend them money.
Most ranch land, however, has seen an increase in value thanks to cattle fetching high prices in the market. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
More than twice the number of Republican women will serve in Missouri's House next session than a decade ago. Data from the National Conference of State Legislatures show a slight increase in the number of female lawmakers, driven partially by more GOP women in the lower chamber. The total number of female lawmakers in the General Assembly also increased slightly to 48 from 44 in 2000. House Majority Leader John Deal says it's in part due to party efforts to recruit more women, although only slightly more female candidates ran this year than a decade ago. A recent survey released by the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network has identified that Missouri schools were not safe for LGBT students in 2013. The survey revealed that more than 9 in 10 LGBT students experienced verbal harassment, and every 4 in 10 students were physically harassed. Missouri has anti-bullying laws in effect, but no specific groups are listed in the laws, and no fully enumerated anti-bullying or non-discrimination laws have been passed to date. Charles Abernathy is a media spokesman for Southwest Missouri's resource center called GLOW Center. He believes passing these laws is one out of many things that can be done to protect these students.
There's a lot of stuff that Missouri can do, and there's guidelines and recommendations out there, and we just need policymakers to listen and do the ethical thing for all Missourians.
Missouri and South Dakota are the only states in the nation that prohibit school districts from having enumerated policies, which allows laws to be passed to prohibit bullying of students based on sexual orientation. A suburban St. Louis school district says schools will get early notice once the Ferguson grand jury reaches a decision. A letter on the Hazelwood School District site from Superintendent Grayling Tobias says the St. Louis County Prosecutor's Office will alert districts 24 hours before the media if the decision is on a weekend. If it's a weekday, Tobias says districts will learn 3 hours before the media so students can be sent home before potential protests. District spokesman Jack Wang says districts won't be told what the decision is. The grand jury is expected to decide this month whether to charge Ferguson Police Officer Darren Wilson in the fatal shooting of Michael Brown. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.